Vayter in Shas Rambam Vabasid of Kuflam and Beis, picking up at the top of the page, very first word. Ba'i Rava. Rava asked the following question. Bari Hech. Now, how is Shmuel, how would he paskin? We were talking about Shmuel yesterday. How does Shmuel paskin by case of a healthy person that he goes and gives everything over to his wife when he's still healthy? Does she get the whole thing? Or does she just become a manager of it, like an apotropos? Beforehand, Shmuel was talking about when a person is a shchiv mirah, he's on his deathbed, and then he goes and he says, I'm giving everything over to my wife. Maybe he's just doing it out of kavod, you know, to respect. You got to respect your mama. And therefore, he's giving over as an apotropos, not actually giving it to her. But what about when she is, when he is healthy? Do we say that it's only by shchimera, someone is on his deathbed, that he would do that so that his, you know, her words would be listened to? Says the Rashbam, Lefi, Sheyodim, Shasidin, those kfufin, they know they're going to be comfort to her. Avabari, when it comes to a bari person, a healthy person, you don't need that. Ha, Kai, Ihu, because he's right there, and he's going to make sure that she's going to be listened to. Right? While he's alive, the sons are going to respect the wife because they're scared of him. And therefore, there's no reason to make her like the Apachapas. And therefore, this matana is literal, and the wife gets the whole thing. Odemar, maybe bari nami nichale. Maybe even when he's healthy, he's trying to just get the kids ready that when he's out here, that she should start listening to her already. Tashma says the Gemara, someone writes over the pirus of his property to his wife. Says the Rashbam, Hakosif b'matana, as a gift. Pirus hachosif, sha'achshav b'ein. They're right there in front of her, right? As he goes ahead and he writes, either he gave her the produce that's right there, or the rights in the land, she allows it to get it when it comes out, when it starts to grow. Gova ksuvasa minakaka, she still gets her ksuba from the land itself. Don't think that like she's eating her stuff now and she loses it out, saying even if the husband gives her the stuff of the certain land to his wife, she's not losing out her shibud on the land, his shibud on the land that she gets it. If they get divorced or he dies, she can still go ahead and get the ksuba from that land. Let's say he gave her half, a third, or a quarter of the property. Then govik suvasa min hashar, she can still get her ksuba from what's the leftover part of it. Also, right? That's more of a chiddush here. That even if the wife got full ownership of part of it, right, she still doesn't give up the rights to her ksuba of the rest of it. Kasav kol lechasav, she writes all of it. The viyotsa lof shtachov, and then there's a shtachov that comes against him. We got ourselves an interesting scenario now because the husband clearly owed to someone. There's a creditor we owed it to, Balchov. And he goes and shows that, look, this guy, this land now should come to me because he owed me money. Now, this lien, it was before the gift that he gave to her, but it's not before the wife's ksuba. In other words, the fact that they ended up getting married. Right, so that they got married first. So they got married, then they lent the money, and then he wrote this gift shtickle. And then they say, tikra matunasa v'tamada ksuvasa. She loses out the right of the matana, but she keeps the ksuba, the amount of the ksuba stuff. Right? So he's saying that even though the wife accepted the land as a matana, she never gave up the shibud of it. So therefore, she can get back the land when her husband's ksuba is now due. In other words, so when the guy goes and takes the land, since there's a lien on it, if he then dies, the husband dies, she can go and get it from him. Because that was before that, you know, he owed it to her before he owed it to this third party. Chamorim, they say, tikra ksuba, no, she loses that. Literally, we rip up the ksuba, and she keeps it because of the matana. Venim says, karachas mikan umikan. And she ends up losing out on both accounts. That is, the matana uproots the shibud. So now she has the rights only from the time of the matana, which is after the time he had lent the money to the third party. So she loses out the ksuba, and she loses out the matana as well. He says, "Mais of Eira Dover Rabasa Chosikala." It happened that this situation happened with my sister's daughter. My sister's daughter, who was my daughter-in-law, in other words, his sister's daughter, married his son. His niece married his son. The cousins married, and what had happened? Yeah, the husband gave her the entire thing over as a gift, and then the Balchov showed up, and he came to collect from it. Uba myself the Chachamim, and this came in front of the Chachamim, and they said, Tikrak Subasa Vitamin al Matnasa, exactly what you just said, Vinim says, Kirachas Mikamakashena, being bald from both. I know it was Kirach, bald, meaning ended up losing out on both of them. Taima d'yatza alav shtarchov. Now, the reason is that the wife is going to lose out the husband's stuff over here is because the loan that had been brought against him, right? The yatza shtarchov. This creditor took effect before the matana. Therefore, she has to give it up to him. Halo yatza alav shtarchov. Then kanya. But if he didn't bring out a shtarchov, then she would acquire it. Ubamai. Now, what are we talking about over here? Elaim a b'shchemira. We're talking about a shchemira that a person who's on his deathbed. Amart losa l'apotropos. But you said that this type of statement just makes her into an apotropos. Therefore, she should lose it at him. Elalav b'bari. Must be talking about a healthy person, which we just did all these lines in order to bring out the raya over here. This is a raya that a husband gave his entire thing to his wife. When he's a healthy person, she acquires it, and she's not considered an apotropos. Full stop. Another guy says, nope, no, we're knocking it out. Li'olam b'shchemira, really, that case talking about a shchemira. V'avavira mokila b'kulu. And yet, it's not a problem with what Shmuel said that she's considered a apotropos, because Ravira can explain the brisa is talking about all the situations that we mentioned earlier that are exceptions to the rule of Shmuel. As we ended up in yesterday's Gemara, that we said that Kuflamid Alpha Bay is that Shmuel said by a gift that was given an entire state to the Arusa, or the divorced wife, his daughter, where he has sons, or his wife, where he has brothers, and his wife, where he has sons from another marriage. He says that all of these cases, except for the last two, Shmuel will be maskim, that's meant literal. And therefore, according to Rav Avira, the pasuk can be talking about either an Arusa or a divorced wife, a divorced or a divorced wife. It can't be talking about the daughter with sons because it says particularly his wife. And then back in the Gemara, Ravina Mukila be Ishta Rusa be Ishta Grusha. Ravina could be saying that we're talking about a case of an Arusa or a divorced wife. Therefore, the gift means literal, right? Because he said that two of the five cases are meant literal, an Arusa and a divorced wife. And therefore, according to Ravina, we could say that the Braisa is talking about the gift literally because it's talking about the cases where it was like we just, as we just mentioned. Therefore, we're talking about a shchivira, not a bari, not a varai anymore, because it's a shchivira, and it didn't make a dapachapas, but it meant literal in those cases. So you don't have a raya. What's going to be with a healthy person who says this? I'm Rav Yossi Barman, Yumin Yomer, Rav Yom Nachman. Halacha, tikkur ksuvah satamad al bitna. So the halacha is, she loses, we get rid of the ksuba, and she keeps it as a matana, and she ends up losing out on both sides. Frank the Gemara lememra de lo azur of Nachman baser umdana. Do we not go according to the umna, according to what the woman was thinking at the time? Rashbam says the hame umed adas yish lanu lomar. If you think about like what the person was thinking, then we would say de lo machla shibud hani nechasim b'shel matana. She wouldn't want to give up her shibud from these things because of this matana, and therefore she shouldn't lose it out. Vatanya, we don't take people's things into account. Vatanya, arei shahalach benolim didin shav. If somebody had a son who went overseas, v'shama shemes beno, and they heard that his son died. V'amad v'kasav kol nechasav lecher. He got up, he wrote all of his property over to somebody else because he thought that his son is no longer with us. V'achach ba beno, and his son shows up. Matnaso matana, his gift to the other people, is still considered a matana because he didn't see straight out that he's doing it al tanai, that his son's still alive or dead. Shmam says, Shari lo perish v'shas matana v'shfil sha'ani savor shemes beni. And he knows in Matana Zur, if Shimon ben Manasseh, he says, no, ain't Matana, so Matana, Matana, so Matana, Matana's not. Shiloh, your dad, Shimon, if he knew his son was alive, Lok Savan, he never would have written this in the first place. Oh, that's the Amr of Nachman. Nachman said, Halachik of Shimon ben Manasseh, Lok is like him that we take into account the person's thought process. And therefore, why should we say that she rips up her ksuba and she just holds on to the Matana, now she loses it out entirely? Maybe she never would have gotten given it in the first place. Says the Gemara, listen, in a chinami, we do take a person's thoughts, his mindset into account. But why is it she loses out? Because shiny hasam, the kistum is different. The nichale, the tepa kala, kala, the kasvinhu, niala, lehanu, nechasim. Because she would rather, it's good for her that the word gets out about her, goes around town, that her husband wrote over all these properties to her. And that's a state of hana that she gets over there. And therefore, she gives up the ownership of the ksuba in order to give it as a matana. Even though later, it turns out it messes her over. But it sounds good for her to, you know, end up like saying, look, my husband gave me all this stuff. Tanana asam. We learned in a mishnah over there.
This is in Peya. We're going to see this later on. In this Pesachta, Hakosav Nechasav Lebanav. Let's say somebody writes his properties to his sons. Vakosav Leishto Kaka Kosher. And he gives his wife a land, but a little bit of land. Ibda Ksuba. So she gave over her right to get a Ksuba from the property that is given to the son for the fact that she got this little bit of land over here. Fact of Gemara, huh? Mishum the cuss of Lakarka culture Ibda Ksuvasa. He wrote a little bit, now she loses out. Why would she lose out the right to collect the rest of the Ksuva for the stuff that's given to the son? Doesn't make any sense. Amarav b'mezaka lahen al yada. What's the case we're dealing with? Says Rashbam, askinan she'nasta lo sudder shela, that he gave her sudder lahaknos lebanim, in order to give it over to the children. Kedekayim alam b'mbav mesia b'kelev shel kona demucha milsa d'mitakam ishtadla b'schias abanim v'gam nasa l'karka kosher. The fact that this happened, that she took part of this and she got a little karka for it, v'in our eris, and she doesn't like speak up and complain over here, klum, she doesn't complain at all. Given the ikatarte, vada nisratze. She took part of it. She didn't complain. She was involved with it. Nisratze lam believe shalom. Yos konim matana zu shalot tucha litrof mehen ksubasa umbachel lehen lashi, which is mochel to them shalom nechasim aladu. If see the ksubasa imlo timsa makom achel ligbos, which is nothing else to take from. So Amar, that's what he says. But mezakelam al yad, it's done through her. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, but mechalik lefaneha. Vishosekas is being Bechalik distributed in front of her, and she stayed quiet. Kashtigiko damas over there. Vyosi Rav Chanina Amar, Ba'omer la Tli Karka Zub Ksuba Seich. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the husband says, take this land for your Ksuba. Right? This is every part of the stuff giving over to the sons. She understood this over here. He says pretty straightforward. If she's not protesting over here, then she's accepting what's happening over here. She's giving up her Sheba and the rest of the stuff. Beep, turn the page. Koflam Bezman Blaze. Umekule Ksuba Shanu Kan. This is one of the coolest, one of the leniencies that comes along with Ksuba. In a normal situation where there's a Sheba, we wouldn't assume a person would just automatically give it up. Unless the guy specifically spoke up and he says that he's giving it up, we wouldn't assume that that's the case, right? So that's a kula that's found by Ksuba. Tanan, the Gemara, the Mishnah comes along and we say, hold on one second. Now hold on one second. We said a statement. The statement was that a kosim dechasav lebanav v'kasav liishto kaka kol shu ibdak subasa. He loses that out. We saw three different answers about what does that mean. Gemara asks, "Mishum dechasav lekaka kol shu, therefore ibdak subasa." And we just saw three answers. Domin Aleph. Rav says mezakel anal yada. Shmuel says mechalik lefanav v'hishto sekas. Yosef Rechinina says ba'omer la tali kaka zubik subasech. Comes on the Gemara now and asks a question. And Tanan, Rabbi Yosi Omer im kibla alea. If the wife accepted this, she spoke it out. She said straight up, like, okay, I am good. I accept, I'm giving up my lien on the properties that are given to the children. Says the Rashbam, right? Basically says it straight up. Afa pisha lo kosovla, even if the husband did not write over any lanter, Ibn Kazosa, she lures out a ksuba. Right? And Michlal, the Tanakama Savar, Factor of Yossi says by speaking it out that it implies that the Tanakhama says Ksiva v'kabbalah bai, the husband has to give over the gift to the wife and she has to accept it, which goes against all three of those pshatim. B'chitayim, if you want to say, well, maybe the entire Mishnah kula Rabbi Yossi, the whole thing is Rabbi Yossi. Right, that there's no argument between the first and second parts of the Mishnah. Both of them are saying like Rav Yossi. The first one's saying that the husband gives his wife as a gift. She loses on, the stuff, the lien on the property is given to the sons, even if she didn't say something like that. The second one says where she does make such a statement, she says she'd lose that even if it was not a matana. Right, then according to this pshat, then we could say that the Amorayim mentioned above are explaining Rav Yossi's din in the first part of the Mishnah, that a gift alone, even without a verbal thing, is going to be enough to cause her to lose out her lien. Chitema that Kula Biyosi Vatanya wants in a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Amasai, when is it so that we applied this first part of the Mishnah? We said that the wife is assuming. We assume that she gave it up, that she's giving up her lien on the properties given to the sons. If she also was given some land, Shaisa Sham v'kibla alea. That's when the woman was there." Right at the time that it was given to the kids, and she verbally said it, and she accepted it. Aval ha'isa sham ve'lo kibla alev. She was there, and she didn't accept it. Or kibla alev, ha'isa sham, or she accepted verbally, she wasn't there. right? Lo ibda ksubasa. She wouldn't lose out of ksuba. To yufta de kulu. So that braisa knocks off all three amarayim that we said, because it says that according to the first opinion, the wife has to accept it. To yufta, knocks them out. They're done. Okay, so Amalei, Rav Rav Nachman, Harav, Hashmol, Harabi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina, Mars, my Sfirle. So what do you hold? Do you agree with them or not? Amalei, Shani Omer, he says, I say, this is Rav speak, sorry, Rav Nachman saying back, Kevan Sha'asa shutav bein abanim, since the husband made her a partner among the sons, ibn ksuba says she lost out the right to her ksuba that's given to them, even if she didn't say anything. Itmar nami. Amar Rav Yosef bar Menyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, kevet sha'asa shutav bein abanim, ibn ksuba says, boy, Rav comes down and asks a kash on this. Bibari heyach. This whole thing that we said that the husband gives to the sons and gives the wife a little piece of land, is that only talking about a shchimira? Is that even talking about a bari? What's going to be the case? Me, I'm going to do. We say shchimira. Who's talking shchimira? The other lesley, where she knows that he doesn't have other stuff. It's unlikely to get anything afterwards because he's going to die. Become machala, and she's quiet, showing that she's giving up her. You know, her shibud, aval b'baris savra hadar kane, but if you'd be healthy, she thinks, well, listen, it could be that he's going to get more property afterwards. Odelma hashta miyas lesle. Or maybe we say that even in the case of the healthy, she thinks, well, listen, tachlis, right now, he doesn't have any other property. Therefore, she should have protested. And even in this case, her being quiet is going to show that she's giving up her shibud, take her. Now we're going to have story time, three stories that are connected to the Mishnah. Hu damar lehu, there was a guy who was a shchiv meira, says Rashbam, shchiv meira. This guy was on his deathbed, and he said to the people there, palga lebras, I want to give half of my stuff to my daughter, upalga lebras, and the other half to my other daughter. Right? His two daughters, he's splitting it 50-50. Vitilsa leitas beferi, and the third of the produce to my wife. Ikla Rav Nachman Lesura, when he came to Surah, Ula Gabi Rav Chisda, he came to Rav Chisda Amalei, he said, Ki I gav namat. Such a, my, what's going to be a case of such a thing? Does the wife now lose out, right? Does the fact that he's giving this peros, right, to his wife over here, his third of the produce is giving to his wife, is that going to be that she loses her shibud? Amalei, he said, Hachem Shmuel, afil lo hikna la el dekel echa de peros, if you only give her one dekel, one palm tree for its fruits, then, and he gave the rest of it over. Ibn Ksuvasa, she loses out of Ksuba from the rest of it. Now, if it's true of the idea of the palm for its fruits, then we say the same thing with the stuff that's connected to the ground itself. Amar Lay says back to him, hold on, maybe not. Amar Damar Shmuel Hasa, we could say what Shmuel's only saying over there, the Akni La Begufa Da'ara, where the husband gave his wife rights to the land itself. Hacha Peru, but our case is only giving her produce, therefore maybe you can't apply that. Amalei is back, Metaltele Ka'amart. You're talking about Metaltelin over here? Oh, I didn't realize that's what you were talking about. Metaltele Vadilo Kamina. Only if it's land that's given to her, not Metaltelin, then if it's Metaltelin, for sure she's not giving up on her ksuba over there. Right? Yeah, absolutely not. Story number two. Ahud Amar Lahu. There was a guy who came and he said, again, it was a Shchiv Meira. And that's the response says again. There was a fellow who said to the people there, Tilsa Libras, one third I'm giving to my daughter. Vitilsa, one second. When did I? Give me one second. Yeah, okay. So he comes and he says, Tilsa, I'm giving a third of my estate to my daughter. Vitilsa Libras, I'm giving a third to another daughter. Vitilsa Litas, a third of my estate to the wife. And the wife is losing out on two thirds of the estate given to the daughters. Right over there, it's straight up, right? She got a part of land itself. It's not the Tatlin. Shchiva chada mibnase. One of the daughters then died while the father was still alive. And we want to know what happens over here, right? The third of the estate that was given to her goes back to the father because he inherits the daughter, right? If she's not married. And now what? Sever HaPapi, the memory wants to say, Lo Shakla Elatilsa, the wife could only take, could take only her third and not collect from the third that had been given to the daughter who ended up, Rechman Otzlan, dying. Peep, turn the page. Kuf Lamigim Alaf. Amr Leir of Pufkahana, Ilu Hadar Karne, if the husband would again acquire more stuff, Milo Shakla, wouldn't she go and take from that? Of course she would take from him. Vekemeti Ilu Hadar Karne Shakla, and since the law, the din is that the husband would go and get more stuff, she would collect from him. Hashanami Shakla, she should collect from this also. It's just like property that came after the fact. Story number three, Ha'uda Palginhu Lemit Nichse Litse Vilivne. And again, we're talking about here, and he gave his stuff among his wife and his sons. Shair Chad Dikla, he left one deca, one palm tree, which he didn't give over to anyone. So Ravino Meimar, less la el Chad Dikla, the wife does not have a right to collect her ksuba for anything other than the one deca that was left over. If you give her all of his stuff, then the wife can, right, would have given over her stuff entirely because she had the honor of sharing the estate with her sons. Right, so in this case also, she gives over her lien of the properties given to the sons and can get only the ksuba from the palm. Amalei Rav Yehimar LeRavina, no, he less la, if she doesn't have the right to collect from the properties given to the sons, Chad Dikla Nami less la, then she doesn't have the right to collect from the Dekla either. Ela Migo de Nachsa LeDikla, but the matter must be that since she has the rights to the palm, she goes down to the other properties as well. She can go back to the other stuff as well, and she doesn't lose out on that. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.